Blog Talk Radio.
Hey. 1, 2, 1, 2.
You're listening to the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope with Minister Kim, providing you with that gleam of hope. Good morning, good morning, Voices of Hope family and friends. This is your host, Minister Kim, just having a good old time this morning as we are back in the studio. Amen. I'm about to get on the train and just take this train somewhere today. I don't know which way I want to go today, but guess what? We're about to ride, and we're going to coast through this day. I hope you've had a phenomenal week. Amen. We thank God for all of our mayors and all the officials that helped clean the snow off, got the flowers out, and some individuals got an opportunity to make some extra money. So we thank God for all of the brothers and all of the sisters that signed up to help out the New York City and all of the city sanitation departments that took control of the situation and made sure that our communities, amen, our cities were safe. So we thank God for that. We always got to show some light on those who are doing good, amen. Oftentimes we hear about the negative portion of what our officials, amen, are not doing. But I think that our mayor, Mayor DeBaggio, we give you a kudos over here on the show because you did an awesome, phenomenal job. Amen. Sunday morning I got out and the streets were clear. The roads were good. I was able to get and hook up with my son who flew in all the way from Fayetteville, North Carolina. I don't know how he did it, but I do know there is a God because him and his family definitely arrived safely to celebrate his oldest daughter's birthday, Valen Ruth Burrell, who turned 5 on last Monday. So I'm excited that they came in. We had an awesome weekend, even with the snow, but the streets were clean, so they got to get out and then just celebrate her and arrive back home safely on Tuesday. So we thank God for the Burrells and all those who wish Valen Ruth Burrell a happy birthday. We love you and we appreciate you. Last week we had a guest here. She is no stranger to me, and I know she's not stranger to you because you have heard about the prophetess Shalona, amen, Williams McClennon, who shared with us the importance of loving on others, the passion that she has for individuals who are homeless, especially the females, amen, because she had gone through her own process of being homeless with her children. So God has blessed her. Amen. She has her own non-for-profit organization, and I want you to support her. I really do. Amen. I want you to support this young lady as she endeavors to build the kingdom and help those who are less fortunate. And remember, we all one paycheck away from being homeless. So if you missed that episode, you can always go to www.themorningglory.org to hear the entire show. And then send us a response. Let us know how the show has blessed you, or if you need more information concerning her project, please give us an email, and we will definitely return it by going to hope@themorningglory.org. So we are on our mission to bring you some more hope, amen, some hopeful topics, some hopeful guests that will have you gleaming before you leave the show, amen. Have you sparkling around the house as you're preparing breakfast, as you're preparing to do your chores, as you're preparing to go out the door, whatever you have in your agenda for today. But guess what? I'm so glad that you stopped by here today, whether you in the beauty parlor, the barber shop, whether you're in the grocery store, that you tuned your phone on, and guess what? You're listening to our voice, amen. And this is a team So I thank God for my team behind the scene, what they do to make this show live for you. So with further ado, we want to talk about this week's guest, which is amazing gentleman, amen. We've had the opportunity to have him here. He is no stranger to our audience. And he's doing an awesome work in the body of Christ. So today's topic is about what are the necessary steps to acceptance. What are the necessary steps for you to accept who you are as the body of Christ? Amen. Who you are in the kingdom, who you are to yourself, to your loved ones, amen, and to the mission, amen, that God has you assigned to. Who are you? We want to make sure that you have clarity today. We want to make sure that there's a termination that's on fire, amen, to succeed as we coast through 2016 together. Do you struggle to find meaning in your life? Are you overworked and constantly broke? Do you wish you had better relationships with less conflict and more genuine love and intimacy? What if I told you that you could solve all of your life's problems and live a life full of abundance and freedom while surrounding yourself with adorable friends and loved ones? What if I told you it was easy and you could even get started right now? Does that sound good to you, my family and friends? Well, it's not so difficult to achieve. In fact, it's simple and everybody can do it. Everybody will be able to take the necessary steps to accept who they are and to get on that field and start running to their success, to their destiny for 2016. Today, our guest is Dr. Oliver T. Reed, who is going to help us define how we can live a life of abundance in the freedom and in the kingdom of God by submitting ourselves and doing his will. Family and friends, get ready for an awesome show as our radio angel, Kim M. Sutters, take us higher. We riding this train. Let's go, Kim. Yes. The first step that we need to do, family and friends, is to surrender our life over to Christ. And if you have not accepted him as your Lord and Savior, this is an awesome morning, amen, to do that, because you won't be doing it alone, amen. All you have to do is speak, amen, and have a heart ready to lean over to the Almighty God by saying, Lord, forgive me of my sins. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Come into my life, for you are the master sculptor, and I need you to sculpt me. I need you to mold me into the image of you. I accept you this day. In Jesus' name, amen. And you are in the kingdom, the body of Christ. That's the first step. Oftentimes, we find it very hard to submit ourselves to someone or something that we don't understand or who we cannot visually see. But God is a spirit, amen. You see him. His attributes are always displaying, amen, every day. When you wake up, amen, when you look at yourself in the mirror, when you can pinch your skin and you can understand that there's some warm blood that's running through your vein and there's a heartbeat. Honey, man did not do that. It was the living God that did that for you and I. Amen. So today I'm excited for you being here. I want to thank God for those who have chimed in. You're already on the switchboard and those who are in our internet and on our fan page. I want to welcome you once again to the Morning Glory International Community Development, where we bring you the Morning Glory Voices of Hope every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been a wonderful introduction into 2016, and I'm excited about your future. I'm excited for what God is going to do. We also would love for you to share what God is doing in your life by shooting us an email each week at hope@themorningglory.org, or when you tune in, hey, just press our favorite number, number one, and we'll get you in, and you can share about the goodness of God. Amen. To inspire someone else that's listening. Unfortunately, Dr. Oliver T. Reed had an emergency, but we're going to talk about him, amen. We're going to shed some light on him, and we're still going to go on with our topic today, amen. Apostle Oliver T. Reed was called into the ministry at a young age, amen. He is a powerful and anointed, dynamic man of God. I've been able to witness, amen, firsthand the work that he does, the anointing that's on his life. I've seen him in conferences. I've seen him, ministering to others. I received one of his tapes, and it blew my mind how God was just using this young man of God. But knowing that God had this calling on his life, he ran, amen. We always detour, amen. We run from God, and I get you because I ran myself. But I thank God that God settled his spirit, and he turned his will over to the Lord. And you will see the manifestation of him as we talk about him throughout the show today. But he's a ramming preacher. He gives his testimony about how God delivered him and God set him on the right path of righteousness. Amen. He is known as a global prophetic mandated man of God who sees the signs and wonders as he witness to others. Amen. He has gifts and talents that you will see and hear about on today. He stands in the office of pastor, prophet, evangelist, and teacher, and most affectionately known as the apostle. As a trailblazer and an international speaker, his passion as a servant of God is to restore, amen, the body of Christ. Those who are fallen, amen, from the face of God, those who are broken, amen, because of life adversities. He stands in that position as God leads him to minister to your heart. So we are grateful that he has been on our show, and we'll definitely reschedule him to come back. But what are the necessary steps of acceptance? I first shared with you the importance of turning your life over to Christ, amen, the importance of you allowing God, amen, to take control over your life. Dr. Reed wrote this, amen, and I love it because this is the key, amen, to the ingredients of success. The Spirit of Christ is the eternal compress of every Christian believer. Believe it or not, you as a Christian have a benefit that unbelievers don't have, the direction of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit directs you, routing and rerouting you in the direction in which Jesus Christ desires you to go. I need you to believe that. I need you to get that in your belly today. Amen. I need it to hit home. I need you to understand that you as a Christian being a part of God's kingdom have some benefits. I'm getting excited this morning. You have benefits that others will not have because they have not accepted the Lord, amen, as their Savior. They don't even believe, amen. So this is why it's up to us as a body of Christ to spread the gospel, because God is directing you. He's rooting for you. He's encouraging you. He's inspiring you to follow the direction that he has opened the door, the gate, for you to walk through. Amen. The word of God in the book of John, chapter 14, verses 16 to 18, I'm reading from the Amplified Bible, says, "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another comforter." A comforter is identified as a counselor, a helper, an intercessor, an advocate, a strengthener, and a standby, that he may remain with you forever. What is forever? Eternity. The Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive. They cannot welcome, they cannot take it to heart, because they do not understand the way that you and I do, that there is a higher power, there is a higher force. He is the great I Am, the self-existing God who we have chosen as our spiritual Father, as the Lordship over our life. So we got to allow him to conduct our life. He has to conduct the train that you ride every day, the path that you take every day. Amen. He has to be able to take your hand, and you got to be able to allow him to lead you. Amen. Don't get distracted in 2016 with the naysayers, with the unbelievers, with those who are jealous and envy about your life, about your future, about the path that God has directed you to. You just go ahead, amen, and do what God has called you to do. Huh? You want to be successful in 2016. Now, you got to shut your ear gate and your eye gate to everything that's being exposed to the world. Amen. You got to be mindful of the people that you're going to surround yourself with. Amen. You got to remind yourself of what you're going to say out of your mouth, because the Bible lets us know that life and death is in the power of the tongue. I hope you're taking notes this morning, because it's coming hot off the press. Amen. It's coming from God's ears. Amen. And I'm going to make sure that I get it to give it to you. Amen. Not his ears, is coming from his mouth and into my ears. Amen. So I want you to understand today, that there are necessary steps for you to accept who you are and where you're going in 2016. Surrender yourself to God. Tune your ears to God. Amen. And make sure your eye gates ain't on everything. Because guess what? Once you expose yourself to something visually, it gets in your spirit, amen. It causes you to doubt the vision that God has given to you. But I'm coming to let you know, whatever the enemy has tried and will try to do this year, God already sent you warring angels. He has sent you ministering angels to keep you on the right course. So let's get back to the book of John 14, 16, and 18. Whom the world cannot receive, who the world cannot welcome, cannot take to heart, because it does not see him, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, or know and recognize him as we should each and every day as believers. Amen. You got to know God, you got to know his Son, and you got to know that the Holy Ghost is your director. Amen. The Holy Ghost will guide you every step of the way. It will take you through mountains, it will take you through darkness, it will take you to the light, it will bring you where you need to be each and every time you go through whatever season that you will be experiencing in 2016. But you know and recognize him, for he lives with you constantly and will be in you as long as you submit yourself to him. You no longer are orphan, amen. You no longer comfortless. You no longer desolated. You no longer isolated. God has sent you a helper. He has sent you the great I Am. He has sent you porters, people people that's going to come in your life 2016 that you never heard, you never knew, you don't even trust them. But I'm telling you this morning, trust them because God sent them to help you to succeed in 2016. We'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope with me encouraging you to take those necessary steps, amen, of accepting who you are in 2016. We'll be back.
For a chance to win a $5,000 college scholarship and participate in the Coca-Cola Pay It Forward Academy. For most of us, our parents, especially our moms, are the ones who lift us up and give us opportunities. Now, you can do the same.
We always look for opportunities that we think are going to change our lives, our kids' lives, and I think that this Coca-Cola experience was one of those opportunities.
The Academy program is 3 days of mentoring, leadership training, and networking.
So it just goes to show you that whatever you're going through, whatever your circumstances, whatever you come from, your family background, you can do whatever you want to do.
I challenge each of you to be the change agent for the change that you want to see in the world.
Moms matter too, and the Academy provides practical tips and skills to better support your teen on their journey.
I was so pleasantly surprised to see that you were constantly interacting with the guest speakers.
Oh, it was super easy to nominate him. I would say apply. Do it today.
To nominate a teen for a chance to win a $5,000 college scholarship and participate in the Pay It Forward Academy, simply go to coke.com/payitforward.
That's right, everyone. Pay It Forward. Get $5,000 for your teens. Make sure you check out that website and let us know, amen, if you have submitted the application and all that is qualified for your teen, amen, to gain access to that $5,000. Welcome back. I'm enjoying the studio, especially because you are here with us this morning as we talk about the necessary steps of acceptance. Knowing that you are the solution to every situation that you endure, you are the solution. God has given you every gift, every talent. He has given you creativity. He has given you knowledge, understanding, and wisdom. He has given you the solution. All you have to do is look within. Look within. Look within. Look within. Look within. Stop looking on the outside. Stop looking for others to define who you are, for giving you advice. Guess what? All you need is to spend some quality time with self and God, and God will definitely give you a response. He's that type of God that we serve. He never abandons none of us. Amen? But you need to know how to do that. And I'm encouraging you today to take those necessary steps. Amen? Christ is the ultimate solution to any earthly or spiritual problem. Yes, for those who do not believe, we have some spiritual problems. We got some spiritual issues that go on. We got church issues. Amen. But we understand that Christ, he has the solution for us to resolve and be restored again, to be whole again, to be unified again. Take note, God is the ultimate manufacturer. I said it earlier that he's the master sculptor. Amen? Christ serves as the pattern or the prototype for every Christian believer to follow. If you don't believe me, check out 2 Peter 1 and 3 today. Jesus Christ is a master designer. Christ is a skillful craftsman and the architect of your soul. You are made up or built to solve any problems that comes your way. By divine nature, you are a solution to a problem. Those problems, if you just get one situation that you've been struggling with, that's been keeping you up, that's you've been wrestling with, amen, it gives you a headache. Get that one problem in your mind right now. And I believe if you just open up your mouth and say, God, I give you this problem. Take it. I tried everything. I reached out to everyone. I thought that that was the right solution. But it seems like the situation has escalated. I put more fire instead of putting a hose on it. I need this to be extinguished out of my life. And God's going to speak. And you're going to get the right solution. That's right. These are the necessary steps for you to solve whatever problems that you're facing today, that problems that will come for your tomorrow. For we are God's own handiwork, his workmanship, reacted in Christ Jesus, born and renewed, that we may do those good works which God predestined, planned beforehand, before you was created, before you were in your mother's womb, before you took your first breath, before you started walking, before you started talking, before you started getting into things and socializing with other people, before you decided to accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, God already did the greater work for you. Amen? He knew the day that you was going to be born. He knew the stumbling blocks that you was going to come across. He knew the day that you was going to accept him into your heart as a Savior. He knew the day that you were going to mess up while you was a Savior, while you were saved. He knows everything. And most importantly, he knew that you would join in today to get a reminder of who he is and who you are to the body of Christ. So I hope that these steps, the word of God, is stirring up the gifts, the manpower that's already inside of you so that you can handle whatever mountain that's in your season. We'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope as we go higher in God. We'll be back.
God bless you. This is Pastor Thomas S. Cooper. Sometimes life can seem like a puzzle. so many pieces, not knowing where they fit. We know someone who can help you master this puzzle. Jesus is and will always be the answer. I want to take this time to invite you to join us each Sunday morning at Kingdom Life Temple. We're located at 3030 Jerome Avenue in the Bronx, New York, between Bedford Park Boulevard and 204th Street. Our service time is Sunday morning, 9:45 a.m., and we also offer children's ministry during our main worship service and our midweek service on Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m., also offering our teen Bible study. We'd love to see you in the place. We have a saying at our church, one voice, one sound, one family, one love. God bless you, and I look forward to seeing you this Sunday.
Amen. If we seek the face of God and learn to trust the will of God, wow, where would we be? We'll be some awesome people. We'll keep a smile on his face. Amen. Because when we do the will of God, he is glorified. Our loved ones will accept him as their Savior. I believe the world will be at a better place. I believe that we will see the contingency of God all around us. If we just get that thought, all I need is God. God will do the rest. God will put the people, he will put the event, he will put the finances, he'll put everything in its prospective place. We just have to surrender. We got to let go and believe God. Now, you just heard a commercial from my pastor. Shout out to Dr. Thomas S. Cooper. Amen. Kingdom Life, our overseer, pastor. Amen. Alongside him is an awesome woman of God, First Lady Lynette Cooper. And I tell you, I love to get to service, not at 9:45, but I like to be there at 8:30 in the morning to stand or prostrate myself before the Lord. I love when I reach the altar and I could just lay down before the presence of the Lord and just commune and fellowship with God. So I encourage you to make sacrifices. If you're not in a church, you don't have a church home, that you come. Come tomorrow morning at 8:30. Meet me at the altar, amen, with God, and just pour out to God, to ask God whatever you need. And guess what? He's going to respond late there until you hear from him. And if you can't make it at 8:30 because you're traveling or you visiting another church, well, join us at 9:45, amen. If you have children, guess what? We are a family church. We got something for your children. We got something for the young people. So come out and just have a wonderful time. And this is our fifth Sunday, so guess what? It's Women's War Cry, amen. If you got some army fatigue, put it on, amen, and come out, because we win, amen. The devil lose, and we win. We are winners in the body of Christ. So come out and fellowship with us. We're going to have an awesome time, as First Lady has prepared an awesome weekend for the women, amen. So we're going to have Radio Angels share what's happening today, amen, and tomorrow at Kingdom Life Temple with the women's ministry under our leadership of First Lady Nick Cooper. So let's come on and continue. And we're going to open up your mics if you have a comment or you have some things that you want to share with us. The line is open. Amen. So we thank God once again for you as we talk about the gift of acceptance. Amen. Being able to accept, amen, who you are in the body of Christ and looking towards God, for he is the master sculptor. He will definitely lead you in the way that you need to go. So I'm really grateful for what God is doing in your life. Amen. So let's continue with our topic today as we pray for our guest, Dr. Oliver Reed. Amen. We pray that all is well. Amen. We know all is well, because he's a servant of the living God. Amen. So I want to talk a little bit about his organization, which is called the I Am a Solution Movement right now. I want to talk about that. And for more information, you can go to www.iamasolution.org and find out more of what he's doing, the campaign, the conferences, the outreach ministry that he has, the training development center that he has going on. But the I Am a Solution Movement is geared towards allowing God's Holy Spirit to assist all Christian believers in becoming the answer to the world's physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and social dilemmas. We got some dilemmas, amen? Some of us are still on that fence. We don't know which way to go. And guess what? When problems arise in our life, amen, sometimes we don't. But I'm asking you to trust God. I'm asking you to go to him. Take that situation. Don't allow it to get bigger, amen? Don't allow it to overtake you. But allow God to overtake it. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't allow it to all like that. Don't allow it, this situation to overtake you, but allow God to overtake it. Allow God to be big in that situation. Allow him to be the great I Am. We've been studying that about the great I Am Yahweh on our prayer line. Amen. We have two prayer lines, one in the morning, one in the evening on Monday night. just called Praying Moms, amen. We've been just learning about the names of God, and I've been studying Yahweh, the great I am, and I'm just excited, amen, because I know him as the great I am now. So if you want more information, you can always go to our website at www.themorningglory.org and follow us, see what we're doing as we're studying the Word of God. But let me get back to the I am a solution moment. See, I get excited when we talk about God. So God wants to help us as a believers to become wise, amen, wise, amen, and knowledgeable about how to answer some of the dilemmas that we have. Again, it could be physical, it could be mental, it could be emotional, it could be spiritual, and it could be social. Amen. We got some social issues. Sometimes we just don't get along with one another. If you're on social media, you can tell when someone got an issue with one another, well, as a family or a friend or maybe a partner in business relationship. You be careful what you write on Facebook. You might be having a discord with somebody, but later on, you know, I pray that God resolves the matter, but you didn't say some stuff that was offensive. So be mindful what you say and what you put out there on social media. You might be having a dilemma with your spiritual walk with God, amen, because you're tuning your ears to all types of ministries, all types of people, and guess what? There's a confusion that's going on in your spiritual realm. Understand that God is not the author of confusion. Always go to the source, amen. God is the source. He is your solutioner, amen. He will resolve every issue that you are encountering, that you're facing, amen. Allow him to take control. Allow him to overtake that mountain that you're dealing with. It says in the book of Exodus 3:14, I am God. Allow him to be I am God in your life today. We'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope as we go higher and learn about Dr. Oliver T. Reed's movement, the I Am a Solution. We'll be back.
Hey, it's a new season. And it's a new day. A new horizon, and No greater time for us to make a choice, take a stand. All that we need is resting in His hand. It's a new season.
Yeah, let's get that to us. Come on, put that up, Radio Angel. How are we coming out this year? A new season for us. We entered into the greatest year, 2016. It's going to be sweet. I don't care what challenges you are facing. You coming out good. You coming out on top. You coming out anointed. You're coming out with a new testimony. I encourage each and every one of you as you're listening, amen, to the sound of my voice, trust and believe that you coming out on top. You in the fire right now, but you ain't coming out smelling like you in the fire. You're going to come out with good clothing on. You're going to come out with your spirit lifted up. You're going to come out with a fresh testimony. You're going to come out with a new plan, a new strategy. You're going to come out to save a soul. Amen. You're going to come out to make some changes in a community. You're coming out because God says so. Amen. For all those who are going through, as we lift up Dr. Reed and his family today, everything is going to come out good. Everything is working for the good of those who love the God. And we understand that his family is saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. They know God. They know Yahweh. Amen. And they know Jehovah Rapha, which is a healer. Amen. And if my good friend Patrice Gooding is listening today, I want you to know that God has healed your body. Amen. God has healed your body. I'm speaking with expectancy. I'm speaking as though it's already done, because it is so. Because whatever we bind up here on earth shall be bonded up in heaven, and whatever we loose here on earth shall be loosened on earth. So guess what? We have loosed the spirit of healing. Heal the body, heal the mind, heal the emotion, heal the spirit, heal us as we intergrade with one another, as we internet, as we do things together as a family. Let God heal every area of your life, for He is I Am. He is Yahweh. Amen. I love God, and I thank God for you tuning in. The mics are open. Amen. All you have to do is press that number one button, and our radio angel will bring you into the show. And if you have any comments, if you're going through something, amen, and there's something that I have not said, and you need something else, guess what? God's going to give it to me to give it to you. I know God, and I trust Him, amen, with your life today, amen. So as we wait on you, I'm going to continue with the I Am Solution Movement, something that we all need to be a part of, amen. You are the solution. You are the solution to whatever situation that you are dealing with right now. Look at the book of Exodus chapter 3:14. Allow it to manifest in your heart today, as God lets you know who He is in your life and who He desires to be. I said the first key is letting go. Letting go of your will and adopting the will of God. Amen. Allowing God to be the center. Amen. Allowing Him to take control over your life. And again, for more information concerning Dr. Oliver T. Reed, you can always go to www.com. Amen. I am a solution.org. Amen. He also has a ministry website, which is www.otrministries.com. He wrote an awesome book in January 2013 that talks about spiritual GPS, God Promise Solutions. Amen. A daily quote of what you can use to keep you on track, amen, to keep you centered, to keep you balanced, to keep you looking towards the hill where Jesus resides at, because his help is there, amen. He's there. He's waiting for you to just say, I need help. I need help. I'm so glad that you are here today. I'm so glad that we are having this topic, because I don't want you to get caught up, amen, in the coming months. I want you to stay on track. My desire is to pour into you that you will have a gleam of hope, that you'll be encouraged to take on whatever storms that come your way, that you're not alone, because the Master, amen, the great I Am, is there every step of the way. Amen. And not only is he there, he will send others that will help you, to employ you, to continue on your journey. When we come back, we're going to go into our second half of our show, where we open up, amen, and share with you what is happening in our communities. Our community is global, amen. We have people that tune in for all walks of life from different regions of the world. We have North Carolina, South Carolina. We have North Africa, South Africa. We have people all over the world, amen. We have our Japanese friends that tune in, amen.
I dare you.
I dare you to change the world.
Yeah, you, getting that college education.
I dare you to be somebody important.
Like be a teacher.
Or a reality TV star.
I dare you to stand up here.
To call the shots.
To be a role model.
An inspiration.
An innovator.
To be a teacher.
Be my teacher.
Think you can change my life?
Make me excited about science like you?
Have a career that really means something?
Then do it.
I dare you.
I dare you.
I dare you.
I dare you to.
I'm waiting.
To be a teacher. Amen, amen. All righty. This is the time of the show where we actually start talking about what's going on in the community. Let's get some music behind us so we can really make it rock. Well, everybody, we want to thank you so much for being a part of the show today. As you know, I'm always with my gadgets here, so I'm trying to find all the information on my gadget. So, first and foremost, if you have something going on in your community, we definitely, definitely want you to make sure that you reach out to us so that we can support you and what you're doing in your community. How can you do that? Well, send us an email at hope@themorningglory.org. hope@themorningglory.org. So, as you all know, Lucinda Cross has teamed up with her husband, woohoo, to bring the Activate, the Barber Edition. And guess what? Dr. Oliver T. Reed is definitely one of the people who will be at that function. It takes place March 20th, 2016. For more information, please visit Lucinda Cross at lucindacross.com. All right, as Minister Kim said, our, because we go to the same church and we're under the same fellowship. Yay, I became a member this year. Yay! So, our First Lady is having a book club meeting today. Starts at 12 p.m. It's at the church, 3030 Jerome Avenue, right off of Bedford. You take the 4 train to Bedford. Lehman College, that's your landmark, so you know where you're going. Following the book club, she's going to have a tea time. Kingdom Wives tea time. Yes. It's so good for us to get together and fellowship. Just be able to talk to each other about the different things that are going on in our lives. Remember, our testimony helps the next person to move through. So this is all taking place today, and we want to invite you to, yes, our first woman's War Cry, which is taking place tomorrow. This is the first one of the year. Oh, my goodness. Let me tell you something. I have went to this service, and I wasn't a member of the church at the time, and they were powerful. So you already know. I'm a member now, so you already know. I'm going to be all over it. I'm going to be in it. So guess what? It is tomorrow, and again, it is at the church, Kingdom Life Temple, at 3030 Jerome Avenue, right off of Bedford. Take the number 4 train right to Bedford, and you'll be there. So you definitely don't want to miss out on that. Services start at 9:45. Oh, my goodness. So like Minister Kim said, if you have any type of fatigues or anything like that, put them on, because guess what? We giving the enemy and all his imps and all his lieutenants and all his captains, we're giving them black eyes. Boop. Together, we're giving them black eyes. So if you got a problem, you got something going on, bring it tomorrow. And let us pray with you right here at the Woman's War Cry so we can kick in the door. One other thing. The church always has its monthly pantry that takes place on the third Saturday. I was about to say Sunday. Saturday, each and every month, we have fed families, over 150 families. These are big families. These are not like mom and child. This is like mom, dad, and 4 kids. Like, we are really feeding the children. I mean, we're feeding the family. So come on out. If you want to give donations, please visit us at If you want to give donations to the church, kingdomlifetemple.org. There's a donation button right there. You can just donate, put in the memo part that you're actually giving a donation in regards to the pantry. So again, we want to be able to support what you're doing. So we need you to send us an email at hopeatthemorningglory.org. That way we can support what you're doing in your kingdom. So, Minister Kim, do you have any birthday shout-outs?
I do. You know I love to do this. We love to celebrate you here, don't we, Radio Angel?
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. Listen, today we have a few people who are sharing an amazing day. Amen. January 30th, we have Tisha Michelle, as well as Lena Dorothy. We have Arcella Victoria. We have Evangelist Miriam Passmore. And we also have Jayanna Kira. And we have a brother, Jeff Channel, who is having a birthday today. We celebrate each and every one of you. We wish you a happy birthday. Here's a tribute from our very own.
Now, it doesn't make me feel like this. I ought to be alone again. Anyone who takes
happy birthday, and happy birthday to each and every one of you who has celebrated a birthday this month. Amen. And if you have an upcoming birthday or a loved one, please shoot us an email at hope@themorningglory.org. We would love to give you a happy birthday shout out right here on our radio station. We'll be back as we go into our next segment. I just enjoy this portion of the show. Amen. We have a dear young woman, amen, Kimani Nash, that has something for all of our young people in our leadership corner today. She's talking about being surrounded with like-minded people. What are the positive aspects of surrounding yourself with like-minded people? We'll be back with Ask Kimani. right here on the Morning Glory Internet.
Good morning. This is Kimani from Ask Kimani. I'm coming to you today just to share some light on a topic that is dear to me. That is surrounding yourself with like-minded people. I'm going to share three tips. The first one, understanding the signs of negative people. The second one, when to let them go. And the third one, surrounding yourself with like-minded people. The first tip, understanding the signs of negative people. We have to keep a lookout for people that are never satisfied. They're normally the complainers, the ones that never see the good in a little discomfort. They're the ones that don't like the outcome of any situation. They always seem to find the bad, even if the outcome of the situation is good. Then we have the ones that are always down, the ones that are sad and never happy, the ones that shoot down anyone's idea that goes against what they thought the plan should be. These are the ones that always believe that they're right and that anybody else is wrong. They never want to see the good in a person. They always want to bring them down before they bring themselves down. Once we figure out who those people are, we have to figure out how we are going to let them go. I think the best way to let a person go, if they're negative, is just to let them know that they don't fit in the situation or the plan that you see for yourself. Once you have successfully let them go, you really have to look for the people who are like-minded, the ones who encourage, motivate, and even assist with figuring out the bigger picture. These people are more likely to increase the productivity of any situation, any job, any plans for your future. So I want to pose this question to you guys. Are you surrounded by like-minded people? And if not, how are you going to do so? Good morning, wonderful leaders. This week we're going to touch on the positive side of like-minded people. Similar to the last time, I'm going to share three signs of positive people around you. From the last time I explained, we have to understand who are the positive and the like-minded people we have in our lives. The first kind of person is a person who has the same goals, and that goal would be being successful. It doesn't matter what you're trying to be successful in, it's just that you know that you want to finish strong and you want to get to the main goal, which is success. For me, just knowing that I can finish my internship program with like-minded people and people who are looking to be successful in their lives. The second sign of a positive person is someone who is encouraging. For sure, these are the kind of people that you want and you need around you when you want to be successful in any life goals that you have. With encouragement comes growth, and with growth comes a polished product. Me personally, I enjoy receiving encouragement. It gets me going, and it boosts my self-esteem. It makes me know that I can do whatever is in front of me. But what I really love and enjoy is giving encouragement. I like to think that I'm making a difference in someone's life. If I know that I can encourage them, that they can do whatever they put their mind to. And the last sign of a positive, like-minded person is someone you know who just gets you. That one person, when they speak, it's like you were thinking that same idea. And I know we've all had that one person to just come into our life. And it's like, hey, I was just thinking that same thing. We see that they hold all three signs of being that positive person and that person you will want in your life just to make things better. So I know there are some people out there who have those signs, and I just want you to shine your light as bright as you can to make the world a better place.
Ladies, would you like to feel more confident, more empowered, all while simply being yourself? I can tell you firsthand that there is nothing more beautiful than a woman knowing exactly who she is. You're special, unique, and you have gifts and talents that make you an individual.
Hi, my name is Kimberly Arrington, and I am the creator of I Am Me University, a unique online community of amazing women around the world, all committed to shine. We're just like you. I'm just like you. And it's time to be amazing, to stop being afraid, to live the life that you know you deserve. I'm so honored and blessed to be a woman, and you should be too. You have more in you than you realize. So won't you join us and get ready to be your best self? You can join us at www.imeuniversity.com, and let's let the world know that we are here. Well, welcome back. We are almost to the ending mark of our show, and I hopefully have empowered you, amen, to believe that you have the necessary steps to accept who you are and to move forward in your journey for 2016. I'm so excited for each segment that we have here. I hope you just took down some notes, amen. If you didn't, you can always go back and archive our show by going to our website. You can get more information on what we do in the ministry at www.themorningglory.org. But also, today, Kimani has walked that wonderful road where she has completed her yearly internship at Europe. So we want to congratulate Miss Kimani Nash all the way from Atlanta. I'm so excited. This young lady is extremely doing well. Amen. When we introduced her to the ministry, she was so excited to want to be a part of it. Amen. She would do the flyers for us. She would give us insight on what the young people were looking for, and she continues to thrive to give her voice of what the young people are dealing with. So please, parents, mentors out there, check out Ask Kimani. She has her own corner, amen, on our website, and allow the young people to go and allow them to listen to her blogs and what she's writing, the messages that she sends out on a monthly basis, so that we can inspire our young people. Our young people are our today generation. Amen. They are our future. So we want to make sure that we are pouring the positive seeds that need to go inside of them so that we can manifest some good fruit. Amen, in the coming days and the months and the years. So I'm really excited. We have another segment for you today which talks about money. Amen. I love to bring on different segments so you can understand that as a body of Christ, we got to be well-rounded in every area, spiritually, financially, amen, mentally, emotionally, even in our relationships, in our health. Amen. Every aspect of our lives, we need to be whole and complete. And that means that each day we have to work on a little bit of each and every pie. I call that the pie. Amen. Each and every portion of your pie so that you can be whole and well balanced. Amen. It's about living a wellness lifestyle. Having that in mind, you begin to be fruitful and you begin to draw people to you and you can be able to draw them to God. So we're going to have our Money Authentic Ray Jenkins come with another portion of Money Vision. What is your money vision going to look like in 2016? How important it is for you to be a good steward over your money? I mean, whatever you get in from your paycheck, whatever someone gives you as a gift, whatever you have already saved, whatever you have, you know, in your 401k plan, what are you doing? Amen. Maybe one day, Radio Angel, we need to talk about the talents that's in the Bible. There were three different types of people, amen, back then. And guess what? There are three types of people that are now when it concerns to their money. Let's learn about who you are so we can help you become what God really wants you to do, because everything God gives you, he wants you to be able to bless not only yourself but others. So stay tuned and let's go to our one-to-one 101, money expert. Guess who? Money authentic, C. Ray Jenkins. I'll be back.
Hey there. Welcome back to this doer segment of Money Authentically with Ray Jenkins. Oh, I said that hesitantly because the last time we talked, I may have left you thinking, like, this girl is so heavenly minded, she's no earthly good. Well, I'm back to prove to you that that thought is absolutely wrong. I am very much earthly good, even though I am heavenly minded. Oh, yeah. And so in our last segment, we were talking about your source of income. And just to recap, we said that what we tend to do is rely on ourselves and our ability, rely on our jobs and businesses as, or, you know, as our source of income, as sources of income. So a different perspective, definitely a different perspective, one that's not common, true nonetheless, is that our businesses, our jobs, and even our abilities, they are not sources of income. They're resources for income. Then we went on to say that God, who is, you know, our provider and our supplier, yeah, is our source of income. So, yeah, he's our source. Our income comes from him. It comes from him providing. He provides you with the ability. He provides you with the job or the business idea or the business clients or whatever, you know, he provides. So he is your source. Why is that important? Because I did say that we cooperate with him, right? I did say that we participate. We do participate in our rescue. Absolutely. You know, I'm not into that, you know, deep mystical stuff. No, we absolutely participate. But it's our cooperating. Like, he needs us to cooperate with him to bring all these things to pass, you know, to get our income flowing, happening, consistent, you know, all those kind of things. He needs us. And so when we look at ourselves and we're only relying on our ability and or our business, then we kind of forget that it all comes from him. And it's so easy to forget that. That's why the Bible tells us, you know, to, you know, don't worry about what you're going to eat, what you're going to wear, what you're going to drink. You know, the world, they worry about those kind of things. This is why. Because God knows that we will quickly forget. Now, we mentally assent to the fact that God is our provider, but how much do we really practice that, especially when things get rough? We may go to pray and ask God for help, but truthfully, if we can be truthful, we're not necessarily relying on him. Just because we prayed to him and we asked him doesn't mean that we relied on him. I know I'm stepping on some toes, but I think I said in one of my earlier segments that, you know, I'm not necessarily here to be friendly. You know, I am friendly, you know, but I'm not necessarily here to be a friend. I'm here to be a deliverer. I'm here to bring you God's truth
so that you can begin to apply these things to your life. And how we think about money, how we see money, is how we relate to money. And so if we are only looking at our abilities and we're only looking at our jobs and our businesses, then when we go to God and we pray, we're not really expecting Him to be the source. We're really looking more to our ability and, you know, and our resources, because that's exactly what they are. We're looking to resources opposed to looking to our source. Okay, so let me back that up by going into today's segment. I want to talk about how, you know, with this whole money vision thing comes into place, that the funding of the vision, God funds the vision. Yeah, well, how do I know that? Because the Bible tells us He's our provider. And I am clear, whether you are or not, that money is a resource. I am a resource. You are a resource. Our businesses, our jobs, they're all resources. And God uses His resources as funnels to flow through to get to us. So I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself, but let me start my first point by saying, rely on God. For funding the vision, number one, you've got to rely on God. So I just said that most times that, you know, we're not really relying on Him even though we prayed. Well, how do you rely on God, Ray? It really comes down to relationship. Relationship. Relying on God has everything to do with your ability to put it in His hands and trust that His word is true. Trust that His promise to you is true. His promise of what? To provide for you. God is responsible for you. And if you rely on that, rely on His word, rely on His promise, rely on Him, then funding for the vision becomes your reality. So to rely on Him, you know, beyond relying on Him, we've also got to cooperate with Him. So as I've said, you know, we are resources. Our jobs, our businesses are resources. And so, yes, because God is our provider, He can and He will flow through our jobs. He'll flow through our businesses. He'll use our abilities. Yes, He'll use those things, but we can't limit it to that. We can't put God in that type of box, because if you're asking God to help you, if you're asking Him for the income, then you don't get to dictate to Him where it comes from. So if you are trying to dictate to Him where it comes from, then that puts you back to relying on you and your ability, relying on your job and your business, and not relying on Him. So, yes, you've got to cooperate with Him. Again, you know, He'll flow through resources. He flows resources to us. So if He decides that He doesn't want to get the income to you through the job, it doesn't mean, or the business, it doesn't mean that you won't get the income. It just means he's not using that resource. Or if He doesn't want to get the income to you through your own effort, your ability, it doesn't mean because you didn't go out and make the money that you won't get the money. You can't have the money. And, you know, it takes me to my final point, which is to do all these things, to rely on God and to cooperate with God, we've got to trust God. And a lot of us say we trust God, but, you know, when the trying of your faith comes, what you really trust, or who you really trust, comes out. It comes to light. And, you know, I remember in 2012, well, as I was going through a financial tsunami, yes, a tsunami, I said to God, I don't trust you. I had to be honest about that. And He took me on this really cool journey to begin to help me to appreciate love, His love for me, His relationship with me. And that was really, really huge, and it was definitely needful. So trusting God. Now, if you take a bill, a dollar bill, a $5 bill, and you look on there, you will see it says, "In God we trust." Oh, my. Well, I think that kind of seals the deal. That puts the lid on the can and proves my point. If you're trusting in you, if you're relying on you, if you're relying on your job and your business, you're relying on your ability, if you're relying on resources, then that simply says that you trust in those things. You trust in resources. You don't trust in your source. So I know I stepped on some toes, but I hope you love me anyway. Had to get those truths out to you. And we're going to finish up in our next segment. But until then, Ray Jenkins of Money Authentically, check it out here. And we will catch up in our next segment. Bye for now.
Hey, Grand Hustle, homie. Yeah. It's the king, partner. You know I can't leave you without hollering at you one more time, right, baby?
It's topic, dun-dun-dun, how to deal with difficult people, love. So, VK, we got to go ahead and throw this to you. What are some ways, you know, how do we deal with difficult people out there?
Okay, I think you guys know that difficult people come in a number of, from a number of different walks of life, is how I should probably mm-hmm. say it. Because mm-hmm. it could be your parents, your siblings, your coworkers, mm. Police officers.
Mm.
It can be a number of people just mm. all throughout life. And, of course, when I think of dealing with difficult people, I make the assumption that many times there's nothing I can do necessarily to get away with interacting with them on a regular basis. So, again, coworkers, family, things like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
to me, one of the best ways to deal with difficult people is to, A, meet a need.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously they're being difficult for a number of reasons. However, if I'm meeting the core need that they have at that moment, that means it's more likely than not that they're going to just leave as soon
mm-hmm.
as possible.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to that, while I'm providing for or meeting their need, I make sure I do it with as much kindness as I could possibly muster. Because eventually I believe my kindness and my love will rub off on them, and then they will now they're less likely to be difficult. Or to deal with me personally in a difficult way. Of course, they could be their natural state to be a difficult person. We all know people like that. However, when dealing with me personally, I believe my kindness and my love will eventually rub off on them, and they won't be so difficult with me, the individual. How do you deal with them at generalized?
Hey, Grand Hustle, homie. Yeah. It's the king, partner. You know I can't leave you without hollering at you one more time, right, baby?
Yo, P. Jay, ready. It's the new swag, baby. Woke up this morning and I told myself, not gonna worry about what I cannot help. People dying innocently, hate is spreading rapidly. I'm not talking apathy, but some things God's gotta work. Whoa.
All right, now. Ooh, we are not going to worry about anything, amen, because God's got us. You do not worry about a thing. God got you. If you don't get anything out of today's gleam of hope, I hope you get this one thing. The necessary steps to acceptance is, number one, that you turn over your will and let God do it for you. Allow him to overtake your mountains. And at the end of the day, the end of a month, when you look through all of the I shoulda, coulda, wouldas, or I had this plan agenda, that God got you. And guess what? It is in the master's plan. That's it. If it was planned for you to do, it would have been done. Amen. Maybe the next month, that's where God had it at, okay? So don't stress yourself in 2016. Enjoy. And remember our In the Hood segment where we ask you, amen, to be a part of us, amen. We want you to be a family, amen. We want to feel the love that if you're having any upcoming events, that you would shoot us an email at hope@themorningglory.org. Don't forget what's happening at Kingdom Life Temple today with our leadership, First Lady Lynette Cooper, as well as Sunday, come out and fellowship with us at Kingdom Life at 8:30 for prayer, and worship service starts at 9:45. And don't forget about all the other announcements that we shared with you. And never forget to join us every Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for Breakfast for Your Soul, where there is a devotion time that we give God our ears, amen, so he could take his finger and engrave his word in our hearts to help us along this journey. We love you and we appreciate you for everything that we have said and done today. You can always go to our website, www.themorningglory.org, for information and to stay connected with us. We love you. This train is about to stop, but guess what? We're going to go out in the community today and do some community stuff. And guess what? We'll share what we did today with you on next week. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend. Love you.
Hey. One, two, one, two.
You're listening to the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope with Minister Tim, providing you with that gleam of hope. Glory International Voice of Hope with Minister Tim, providing you with that name.